What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Birds win last night. The last four wins have been walk-offs. Three of them by guys who weren't on the roster 6 weeks ago. Joining us right now to talk some Orioles baseball with Ripken, with Ryan. He's Ryan Ripken. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on? How are we doing this morning?
Doing right. Well, hey, man.
Who the hell got you up this early? You need to talk to management.
Yeah, hey, you know what? It worked in my schedule this time, you know. My car, if I wasn't having some tickets piled up for a little, front headlight out, you know, I think I might still be snoozing this morning. But hey,
oh, you got court. Oh.
You know.
Ryan, Orioles playing well lately. They swept San Diego. They took two out of three versus the Dodgers. Got a chance to sweep the Pirates right now. The last four wins been walk-off. Three of them by, puppies. Two by Masayo. Last night, Dylan Beavers. It's what are you looking at with this team right now, something that you can build on for the future?
Yeah, I mean, these types of moments, especially for the young guys that you mentioned, right? Mm-hmm. When you find ways to win down the stretch, you feel like you can, you know, win in many different ways. Now, and in these walk-offs, it's kind of had that feeling of we get into the tight situation, we're going to find a way. And actually, go back to 2023, what all the Birds did was just win games, and especially at the time where Tampa, if everyone remembers that year, yeah. You know, Tampa was really good. And Tampa was pressing the Orioles, and it looked like they were going to be that team that was going to take the division. But every opportunity that the Orioles had in one-run games, comeback games, walk-off moments, they had that Orioles magic, you know. And so I always like to say when earlier in the season when you can have those moments, you feel like you can overcome all of it. You know, unfortunately for the Orioles this year, it's too little too late. But this is a great reminder for this young team. Hey, you find a way to scratch and claw and put some things together. You can go on a run and beat some of baseball's best, which they have. And so there's a lot of that is why there's a lot of optimism here as you move into 26. Still a lot of work to do, but optimism nonetheless.
Ryan, I've heard from many, many people, I'm curious how you feel about this, that the biggest leap, maybe in all sports, from the majors to from the minors to the majors, college to pro, whatever, is the major league pitching in baseball and the difficulty to adjust to that because it's so much better than minor league pitching. Yet you see Beavers and Masayo both look like they belong already. I mean, Beavers is hitting over 300, on base percentage of 453. Besides, got a couple of home runs. That's Beavers has a home run. They look like they've adjusted really quick. Are you surprised at all by this?
No, I think that everyone, you know, first off, to the point about minors to the majors, you know, the difference, you're right, when you're saying about pitching, but the bigger part is the consistent pitching that you're getting in the big leagues from guys, you know, that the middle relief bullpen guy is really good in the big leagues still. You know, yeah. Then you have the starters. In the minors, it's okay if you get by, you know, the starter. There's two or three really good pitchers in the minors, and then, you know, there's going to be guys, which, again, it's not me knocking anybody. That is just the reality.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as an easy at-bat in the big leagues. So with these guys, what I like is, you're right, they look like they belong. That is the phrase that is the best to describe. I think also when you allow yourself right now, there's not pressure, you're coming up to play. I think that definitely plays into it. Those guys have nothing to lose. And there's no right playbook to come up and either have success from the jump or have your struggles. But I caution people because this is just one part of the year. I expect them to struggle at some point, you know, because that's the nature of the beast of the game. And typically, especially going into 2026 when it's a restart, teams are going to have more of a scouting report on players. And then what's the encore? How do you continue it for a 162? So, no doubt, Basayo and Beavers, you know, even Jeremiah Jackson, these guys can be impactful at the big league level. But the true test is going to be when you show up next year and opening day hits and you got to go through the grind for a full year, I think that's where we're really going to see them be tested. And that pressure's back on now of the O's are expecting to win the AL East to be a playoff team.
Hey, Ryan, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you. You had an incredible vantage point leading up to 21-31 when your dad broke the record. And then, of course, the fireworks that happened this weekend and all that encompassed it. What was all that like for you, and what were you going through?
Well, you know, the flashback to September 6, 1995, lights were on, no one was home. You know, I don't remember that day. But so this time around and through the years, or especially this year, you know, I got to talk to a lot of people and relive the moment through their memory. And then going into that game and that night, it was, you know, emotional for my family for a lot of reasons because of the significance of what it meant. And, you know, for the city, right, for baseball. It meant so much to so many people, so I was thankful to be a part of it. Am I upset with my first pitch? Absolutely. because
it's better than mine.
It's not indicative of how I feel. Yeah, I know though, Rob, but everyone goes, Ryan, you played baseball. I'm like, yeah, no, I know that someone was going to say that. Get me back on the bump and I'm going to throw it right at his head. But the Baltimore Orioles guys are 1-0 when I throw out the first pitch. And I thought we were going to see history on September 6th, but on the other side with Yamamoto, I thought we were going to see the no-no. He is disgustingly good as a starter, and he was that night. But September 6th seems to have a reservation for the Orioles. And once again, we got to add another really amazing moment for Birdland with one of the best comebacks that you're going to see in a baseball field. You know, so it was a great night, and thankful to be there.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Ryan, where else can we find you this week?
I'll be on with Bob Haney, 12-2, ripping it with Ryan, right there on the Fan. So I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Ryan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.